Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 3rd of August 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a good weekend. Hope you've had a good week, actually, because I haven't actually spoken to you since last Friday or last Monday. I'm sure you have listened to the main podcast, but Supporters Club, I didn't do one on Thursday, and I can only apologise for that once again. I'm starting to notice a pattern that towards the end of the month, I seem to miss out one of the podcasts, normally because I'm so physically and mentally tired, but the last couple of months in particular have been rather exhausted with the start of a new driveway going in, which has resulted in having to have our drains replaced. And Friday morning, they finally finished replacing the drains. I've been able to have a wash, a shower, use the toilet like civilized people. I know it's not exactly the nicest thing to talk about, but trust me, it's big news in our household because it feels so nice to be back, able to do the things that we take for granted. Now, one of the things I want to talk to you about tonight, all your seed packs are in the post and making their way to you. You should be getting them any day now. They went in the post on Friday, sorry. So they're making their way to you and should be with you soon. I thought I'll just go through quickly what seeds we're going to be sowing this month from this pack. And we've got a good collection as always. So first of all, we've got Mustard Red Giant, which is one that we do like to grow quite often. A really nice one. We've got Oregano Italian, that is our herb of the month. Again, another good one to grow. We've grown it on kitchen windowsills throughout the winter. Can go outside. I do like my herbs. Kohlrabi, which is an alien-looking vegetable, a root crop. Brassica, another good one, I think, to sow at this time of year as well. Onion. Now, this is a bit of an oddball because these are going to be overwintered onions, but we sow them in this month, we get them growing, and then they are ready to go in the ground in sort of September-October time like we'd normally do our sets. This just gives us a bit of a head start on getting them seed grown. We've got chicory, which is one that I've started growing a bit more of. Brussels Whitloaf is a variety. Can be quite a good one to grow, a bit of an interesting one. And then finally, we've got daikon radish. Daikon radish is those long, white, tapered radishes that look great. They're used a lot in Chinese cooking, but they also are quite good for the soil. They are very good at creating air pockets in the soil, which is ultimately what we need as well. So those are the seeds you are going to be getting. Hopefully this week they should all be with you. Look forward to seeing how you get on with those. Of course, as always, love to see your photos on how you are getting on with those. Just going to have a swig of my drink quickly. As you know, I do these podcasts as a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, so I'm often just sort of here talking to you, and I'm sort of having a conversation with you on the fly as such. Sometimes I like to make notes and think about what we're going to talk about. But I've not really made any notes about anything today. But one thing that keeps popping up. So I don't normally like to knock down any businesses or anything like that. But I've seen these roots allotments that seem to be popping up all over the place. And they're trying to make a business out of allotments, which is an interesting idea, don't get me wrong. I think the idea can be quite good. Now, as I understand it, the company, they buy fields, they rent out little allotments, and I think they are expensive at that rate, but they also do things in a teepee type thing where they have yoga and stuff like that going on, and you get use of the tools on site as well. So very, very interesting sort of concept going on there. I don't know the full ins and outs, to be honest with you, but I've also been made aware that they're not as good a company as they first seem. Now, I don't know the truth, but a lot of speculation is that the company that owns Roots are running it at a loss so that they can eventually sell the land to developers and make their profits that way. Now, I don't know how true that is at all. It's just what I've read as a suspicion, and I would say a suspicion. But a lot of the bad reps I've seen about this, because when I was looking for a job, One of the jobs that did pop up was being a allotments representative on the Worthing allotments that they've just opened up, which is probably why it's popped up on my screen a bit more. And they were offering just 2 days a week, £10,000 a year, just being a representative. You have to go 2 days a week on the plot, make sure everything's tidy, everyone's happy, etc., etc. Just fairly standard thing. I didn't go for it in the end, but it was a job offer that I thought, well, that sounds quite good. And now I wonder how they were going to be able to afford to pay somebody to do that while charging people for the allotments. While, you know, I think the cost of the allotments are expensive, especially for the size that you get. But at the same time, they're not that not enough to cover paying somebody £10,000 a year to do 2 days' work. Doesn't seem quite right to me. It's one of those things that pops up. But again, I was talking to Amanda because we drove past and that's how the conversation came up. And I've always sort of said to her that, yeah, I would love to buy land and I would love, obviously, I'd love my own plant nursery with gardening school, but also allotments on the side as well. I think that would be made for it because if you've got a plant nursery, you've got allotments, people might likely buy plants from your nursery to plant in their allotment. Makes sense, doesn't it? But that was an interesting conversation we had, and looking into it a lot more. If anybody out there is with Roots Allotment, then please do let me know and what it's like and how good it is or how bad it is. You know, I've got no experience. I'm only going by what I've read. There's also news that they could be coming after our allotments, or the councils could have the right to sell off our allotments in order to put up housing. It's something else I've read. Again, I think this is a bit of scaremongering going on, but there's always been that chance. We don't own our allotments at the end of the day. We are just renting them. And there's always a chance a council could come along, even if the allotment's full, and say, sorry, we need to kick you off because we need to take that land and put up some housing. It's not very pleasant. It's the joys of having an allotment. This is why I do not put all my eggs in one basket and just grow down on the allotment. This is why I have the home plot as well. At the moment, the home plot still looks like a tip. While I'm waiting for our path to be finished, and then I think it will just come together. So fingers crossed that won't be long. Our driveway, I fill you in with our driveway and what have you. This is one of those podcasts tonight where I don't think I'm giving you much information. It's more of a sort of thought and think and talk about what's going on here. But our driveway and path, now the drains are finished, the driveway and path is able to carry on. They had a young lad doing the brickwork yesterday, amazing young lad, really hard working, looking really, really good. They've got a bit of finishing off with a brickwork this week, then the concrete goes in, then the resin will go in about a week after that. So within the next couple of weeks, that project should be finished, and boy, will I be glad. Be glad to get it back to our paths are everything that we need. The gun, this is a weird thing going on. The gun at the moment just feels like, because it's such a mess, because everything's all over the place, just feels like such a red herring, somewhere I don't even want to venture at the moment. I can't stand looking at it because it is just such a mess, and I don't know where to start. So I'm hoping now we are in that final phase of it, I can start tidying up the garden once again and start getting that back into shape. I've got to at the end of the day, because we grow all our food out in the garden. And the cost of food at the moment is going up. I'm constantly being told this. I told you this is going to be one of the reasons of me talking out loud. I'm constantly being told that cost of food is going up. And that, I think that is why it's so important that we grow more of our own food. So I'm going to be pushing more for growing our own food to beat the cost of living. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up because, as I said, don't have much to talk about, but I'll have much more on Thursday. I'm absolutely shattered today as well, so I'm going to head off to bed. I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, please take care.